Cincinnati.
You say that?
Yes, sir.
We're going to beat their ass in recruiting. We're going to beat their ass every time they see us.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Wrong side, what? Fuck you.
Yeah!
Thank you for listening and watching the SBC podcast. Where the purpose of the podcast, I always say, is to make money, make me money, right? Because
yeah.
We want to be candid, and we're just talking to Dylan. All we have are real numbers, like NASDAQ, like the New York Stock Exchange, right? You want to look at the books. You never buy a company or make an investment without looking at the real numbers, the real books. Not the books you give the IRS. I want the real numbers.
There you go.
Right? So we keep it real. We keep it candid and honest. Because from there, sports betting is the only form of wagering. And wagering has been around. A legalized form of wagering has been around Western civilization for the last 3,000 years. So this is not new. So the sports betting market is analogous to, you know, the business markets, the stock market, the financial markets, right? That's why these big contests, million-dollar contests, are usually won by graduates of finance. So every single business meeting has to have a purpose in and out. So you got the purpose clear. The outcome is we're around $38,000 in profit, right? You get lied to a lot in corporate world. Dylan can avoid this. Revenue,
yep,
is meaningless. What's important is profit, is free cash flow, and margins, right? So we're looking at the margins between 62.5% and 70-80%. So last time, if you, this is another maximum business, right? So you got the purpose, you got the tangible outcome, right? And you have short-term gains. However, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, you teach him how to fish.
Feed him for life.
Teach him fish for a lifetime. So we're teaching business and financial concepts. Hey, we get a lot of downloads from the hood in Detroit, Brooklyn, New York, right? So we're doing our part against fighting financial illiteracy and wealth, right? Inequality. We're doing more than AOC to fight for wealth inequality, right? So to that end, in business, if you're the toughest, smartest guy in the room, you're in the wrong room. I could probably take Dylan now if he said, you know, I do bench press a lot. But Dylan is a lot smarter than I am. And he was 80% last week. And he even hit a teaser that I'm against. But he hit right? So not the parlay though, right?
Not the parlay. No, yeah. Parlay. That was two weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago, yeah, 80%. So that's 80% in that margin between 80% and 52.5%. And if consistent to be a legitimate business as well, has to be sustainable, right? And scalable. So if you're consistently above that 52.5% margin, watching games and enjoying games, will you do the value equation next week? You have a business, right?
Right, yeah.
This is what this is, right? So thank you, Dylan, for joining us.
Thank you for having me again. I'm excited to give some picks.
All right. So tonight I had Charlotte on the Monday night, under 56. Maybe that game's going under, but they look really good on that money line. Opposite with Virginia. Hopefully they come back in the second half.
Sweet.
And then tonight we got UNLV plus 30 over 58. Man, let's go orange. I'm up 21 points in that one. And it looks to go under that total. The total is way high. It was like 59 points. And it's 14-0 after.
Right.
So we're looking for a great night right now, way over that 52.5%. Did you have any thoughts on those games?
Yeah, I really like the UNLV pick tonight. I think that should definitely be, that's a good pick. And the over is definitely looking great for your game right now. So
I'm on the West Coast. It doesn't get a lot of attention on the East Coast.
Yeah, no, they don't, these games. Yeah.
So I'm going to give you some Pac-10 pick. Now, Pac-10 basketball, because I was talking about Dylan about Big East basketball. I was 80% regular season picking every game in the Pac-12.
The Pac-12, because those games, they fly so under the radar just about everywhere else in the country. And that's the same reason why, like, UCLA goes on that run last year. Right. No one really saw that coming.
Right.
But, like, maybe if you watch their games all year, you would know.
Right. Now, Chad Nolan, who's on the NFL podcast, his brother's a starting quarterback for Oregon State. And we hit 11 straight Oregon State basketball games last year, all the way to the Elite Eight. And still kept – so the fact that we're here on the West Coast creates a market inefficiency.
Yeah.
And now Dylan on the East Coast can monetize, put money in his pocket, right?
Yeah,
no. His reciprocation is giving me insight, because you can go to these Big East games, right? And you can be on the floor, right? So you give us insight, and because capitalism is about collaboration. Now, as president of the Diversity Council here in Orange County, California, people get diversity wrong. I'm going to do a podcast in 3 weeks about it. Diversity with an independently wealthy guy out of Ohio. But diverse companies make 35 to 40% more free cash flow than non-diverse companies. So you got me from the West Coast, you got a smart young man from the East Coast, Dylan. That's business diversity. And that's why it's so much that synergy. And capitalism is about collaboration, right? Yep. Not AOC running Amazon out of New York. No, collaborate with Amazon. Get people paid, right? $20 an hour. Collaborate with Amazon. Don't run them away. That's what capitalism is. So we're doing a lot of good work here, Dylan.
Sure, yep.
From a capitalistic point of view. So before I go to my Pac-12 games that I got lined up, and I got one SEC game, what are the games you're looking at tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. So actually, I had my first play on my card last night. I took the Marshall and Appalachian State over 59. And
nice.
I tweeted it, cashed that. A little bit of a sweat in the end when Marshall drove down the field. They missed a 25-yard field goal. Thought maybe I would lose it there in a heartbreaking way. But nonetheless, they go back down, kick the field goal to hit the over.
Nice. Now,
tomorrow at noon.
So that makes you 5-1 last time. You're now 6-1 here on the podcast.
There you go. Yep. So then in the noon slate tomorrow, I'm focused on three games. The first one that I have selected is the Miami, Ohio versus Army under 48.5. So the under has hit in the last 9 of Miami, Ohio's last 13 games, and the under has hit in 6 of their last 9 road games. Now, we talked about last time too, how some of these military academies like Army, they run the triple option team.
Right.
This is a game that just kind of, when I saw the trends, it kind of made sense to me. And then as I read more into it, I realized that Miami, Ohio has struggled to stop the run. So right there, I was like, Army is just going to be able to pound, pound, pound all game, control the pace, keep the clock moving, and hopefully keep this under 48.5.
So, nice.
I'm
going to play that too. That looks really good. And I don't think Miami, Ohio can score.
And yeah.
Army, believe it or not, they have a legit upper division one defense.
No, they do. Yeah. Our Army's a legit program.
100%.
Yep.
All right. So you got Army under 48.5.
48.5, correct.
You know, if I get on there, I'm a conservative, disciplined investor, I'll buy the point.
Yep.
And put in 49 because I bet so many games. I bet so many games on the card.
Yeah.
And making good money. And then it's arbitrage, right?
Right.
And it's not the arbitrage that people talk about with Bitcoin or with sports betting. It's the arbitrage that I had to get the answer right to get my Series 7 license, securities license. And is you pick a sector and you buy at least 10 stocks in that sector and you sell them simultaneously to take advantage of a market inefficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing we do in sports betting. So while I'm doing that, I mitigate my risk, right? By buying that half point to the under. And there's a lot of good value on variables, as I'm going to publish this on Monday. I'll make sure the top 10 rules of betting. So the number two rule of betting is always do your research. And in decision science, the more it's common sense, right? The more information you have, the better opportunity you have to make a good profitable decision or focus on the outcome. And the outcome here is consistently hit 70 to 80% above 52.5%.
Sure.
All right. And the one of the big games tomorrow is going to be Wisconsin Notre Dame. Break that game down for us, Dylan.
Yeah. So this game I got in today, the spread was at Wisconsin minus 6.5. I actually bought half a point down to get it at minus 6 flat. So Jack Cohn, he was the Wisconsin starting quarterback 2 years ago. He transferred to Notre Dame this year. He's their starting quarterback now.
Yeah.
So now he's taking on his former team, former coaching staff. I'm going to back the Wisconsin coaching staff here to be familiar with Cohn's strengths and weaknesses and to be able to exploit him.
Right.
Notre Dame and Cohn, they've shown some weaknesses so far this year against inferior opponents, much worse than Wisconsin, like Toledo and Purdue. And Wisconsin is also coming off a bye week. They didn't play last week. So they've been preparing for Notre Dame for 2 weeks now. So I think that the extra time to prepare, the knowledge about Notre Dame's starting quarterback, I think this is a game that they'll be able to win by a touchdown.
All right. So Wisconsin Badgers.
Minus six. Yep.
Now, Wisconsin's an interesting program to me because you have blue chip programs, Alabama.
Yeah.
Iowa State. And then you have developmental programs. Wisconsin is the ultimate developmental program. It's really run by the athletic director. Alvarez has that set defense.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a lot of defensive coordinators from Wisconsin end up being head coach. You know, the guy at Cal Arena, right? Who's the head coach at Baylor.
Yeah.
He made $2 million as a coordinator. Now he's making $3 million as a coach. All use that zone defense. It's really the Bill Belichick, Carroll, Nick Saban defense. So they really recruit to that defense, and then they develop to that defense. Another used to be blue chip. Now they're developmental Notre Dame, right? They paid their strength and develop conditioning coach $1.2 million to keep them. He kind of turned that program around as Brian Kelly was about to get fired, right? Mm-hmm. So you have games, so one in a non-conference and maybe one in a conference that's a recruiting game. So this is in Madison, Wisconsin, right?
This game's actually going to be played at Soldier Field.
Oh, okay. So big time recruiting game. So you're going to see a lot of recruits from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And from Dillon's area in the Northeast, flown to that game. So Wisconsin's been studying Notre Dame all summer long. And again, these are great Hall of Fame coaches. My ties to Alvarez was Tommy Carter, who's second to DeMaurice Smith in the NFLPA. I went to high school with him. He used to live across the street. Great friend. He played 10 years in the NFL. He won a national championship with Lou Holtz. Barry Alvarez was the defensive coordinator. So, fighting Irish guy. So, the Alvarez, the whole Wisconsin hierarchy targeting this game. Teams work in two-year cycles. The up cycle for Notre Dame was last year that they made the playoffs. Now they're on a down cycle. They barely squeaked by, let's say, Florida State. And Florida State got beat by Jacksonville State.
Right.
So, yeah. So that win looks even worse, you know, now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Purdue's not world beaters, right?
Nope.
And you saw how Penn State played Auburn. They beat Auburn. So that Wisconsin loss against Penn State, last minute loss, very close. That looks good, man. Wisconsin minus six. I 100% agree.
Thanks.
Probably the over's inflated at 45. It's going to be more like the Penn State game. Penn State game was like 16-10.
Yeah, it was a barn burner. Yeah.
Yeah, so I see this game being 27-13 Wisconsin, which is 40 points, which like will make that. It under the 45.
Cool.
That's me. Not Dylan. That's me.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So cool. Then after that, also in the noon slate, I again bought half a point on this game to get down to a flat 14.
Nice.
Took Northwestern minus 14 over Ohio. I just see this as a game that Northwestern will be able to take advantage early on by establishing the running game. Ohio's pretty weak in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And Northwestern is 5-2 against the spread in their last 7 home games.
Nice.
I think I got a few things working in my favor there, and I'm confident that Northwestern will be able to take care of business.
Right. Now, thank you for reminding me this. So I was going to bet every single game against Ohio this year because they lose their coach in fall practice. A lot of their best players left that program, Ohio.
Yeah.
And they're in complete disarray. The coaches that are there all know they're probably going to get fired. So they're all looking for jobs. So you got backups. Now, a very strong developmental team is Northwestern.
Yeah, 100%.
So their upcycle was last year, which they covered for us. They're under team through and through. Like Wisconsin, they focus on the defense. They have a scheme because they know they're not going to be as talented as most teams. So that plays to the under because I doubt Ohio can score on them.
I agree.
They need to gain some confidence because this is a down cycle year. For example, 2 years ago, they went, 2-10. Then the next year they go 10-2 to the championship game, right? Not, Alabama blue chip for them, their 2-year cycle was win the national championship, losing the playoffs. That's their 2-year cycle. But Northwestern, they take a dip. So Ohio is even in a worse situation without Frank Solich, which their coach, without some of their best players who hit the transfer portal. So that's a great pick right there, Northwestern. And let me see what the under is in that game. That was good. Yeah, the under is 47.5. So I'm personally going to take Northwestern minus the 14. Under 48.
Sweet. Do you want me to keep rolling through my
pick? Keep rolling. Keep rolling, and then I go through mine. Yeah.
All right, cool.
I like these.
All right.
A lot of money.
Next up, this pick, if I honestly had to choose one on my card that I'm most on the fence about, it was this game. And it was because when I originally looked at this game, I loved Arkansas getting the points plus 5.5 against A&M. Then as I dove into it, I realized this game was being played at Jerry's World at the Cowboys Stadium, not in Arkansas, where I thought it was originally. But I'm going to stick with it as I did my research. So Arkansas has been rushing for over 280 yards a game so far this season, 8th in the country. Now, granted, it hasn't been against Texas A&M level defense,
right,
but I still think they'll be able to impose their will on the ground as they have so far this year. This is also could be a big coming out game for Arkansas quarterback KJ Jefferson, who's been off to a good start so far this year. So a chance to prove himself against a top 10 ranked opponent in Jerry's World, huge stage. Texas A&M has shown some weakness this year. They have their backup quarterback in. He didn't look great against Colorado a few weeks back. They snuck by 10-7. I think this is a game that could come down to a field goal. So I think taking the points, I think should be safe there. Arkansas is 4-1 against the spread in the last 5, and they're 3-0 against the spread this season. A couple trends.
All right. I love spontaneity, right? Again, keeping it real. This is a game that I picked the same thing. So if I'm 70% for the season, and Dylan is over 80% on the podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a high probability that Arkansas is going to cover 6 points, and it's going to be under 48. Texas A&M hasn't scored. They have their backup quarterback in there, Jimbo Fisher. I'm a big Sam Pittman fan. He's a great coach out there in the trenches, in the offensive line. Colorado had 7 points on Texas A&M and was driving a couple times, made some mistakes. You would think that Arkansas will be able to score.
Colorado really had a shot to win that game a couple of times. Right. But yeah. So.
And Colorado hasn't won since. You know, and Colorado's horrible. Right.
Yeah.
And Arkansas cash for us. The side in the total against Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great upcoming program. Sam Pittman is a great recruiter. He's a great offensive line coach. That means the under, and that means covering lines. Now, being at Jerry's World, I don't think it really makes that much difference.
All right.
You know, proximity is close to each other.
Yeah.
And there's just going to be as many Arkansas fans there as Texas A&M fans. And the only thing to look at is Texas A&M is the per graduate. It is the wealthiest college in the United States. Their endowment is great. It's because of oil money, right? Mm-hmm. So you always got to wonder about the rest, right? Because there's so much money involved in the subtleness and where they're at part of the country. I figure Texas A&M will get the call just for that reason. But look for Arkansas. I mean, we win really if it's a 10-7 game of the Colorado game. We're happy. Or if it's 17-14.
Definitely. I could see it ending somewhere like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the style of play Texas A&M plays, right? Mm-hmm. Lends itself to that. Lends itself to not cover big lines and be towards the under, which that's why we were able to catch that Colorado ticket. All right.
Yep.
Those are your four. You got any more?
Yeah, I've actually got 9 plays tomorrow if you want me to keep running through them.
Yeah, no, let's
if you want, I can pick up the pace a little bit here and just kind of list them off.
Yeah. Let me do this. I'll give you my Pac-12.
Sweet.
All right. And then we'll end with your picks.
All right, sounds good.
I know what you think. All right. So Utah minus 15, under 54. The coach at Washington State, he's a QAnon guy, Taylor Green guy. He's not taking the vaccine. So we're going to find out, I think, Monday, if he's automatically fired, because any state employee in Washington who isn't vaccinated gets fired. And they only played like a quarter against USC, and the rest of the time has been a disaster. The team quit on him.
Yep.
Utah, I saw in person, lose a close game against San Diego State. And the guy we saw in the first half ends up quitting and going to the transfer portal.
Oh, jeez.
The backup looked a lot better anyway. So this is going to be an angry, mad Utah team. It's a defensive team. So very doubtful Washington State's going to score. We go Utah, minus 15, under 54. Shootout, right? Two offensive coaches. Last game they played against each other in the 80s. Shaw against Kelly. Take Stanford plus 4 over 59.
Love that.
Yeah. Another Oregon's playing Arizona, and Arizona got beat by Northern Arizona. And the coach that used to coach Arizona is Kevin Sumlin. Who knows what happened to this guy, because the last 2 years at Texas A&M and his whole time in Arizona, like the whole team transferred. There's something weird what's going on. So they lose to Northern Arizona. Now they're playing Oregon. Oregon coached by Cristobal. I got to watch, right? First rule of betting, do not bet your own team. I like Cristobal because he's like me, Cuban. So I root for Cuban coaches. So I have to see my emotions that they're not making me overestimate decisions. However, minus 28, Arizona has nothing. They're probably going to quit too. under the 58, right? Because they're not going to score in Oregon. And Oregon's just going to run it. So they're not going to score like a super high number, right? And they got some injuries. So there's a lot of backups going to play. Oh, Colorado, right? Plus 15 and under the 36. What I have here. And got excited about your picks. I forgot Colorado plays.
Yep.
In the Pac-10. Yeah, they play Arizona State. So Arizona State coming off a loss. Herm Edwards, they play like an NFL team. So this game will be 28-14. Under the 46, plus 15. What's going to keep it close is the style of play. Colorado's been struggling on offense, so they got to figure out where to score. They'll have a trick play, you know, special teams play. Arizona State is going to run it and play defense. So 24-14. Now, this one I got to watch, right? It's Oregon State at USC. Oregon State, their brother, the starting quarterback at Arizona State is Chance Nolan, the brother of Chad Nolan, who's on a Hearthstone Effect podcast. It's on an NFL podcast. So we're going to be rooting like heck for his brother. But been following Oregon State, been following USC for years. Jonathan Smith, great coach. He used to coach with Erickson, who won a national championship in Miami, won a couple of them. He's a disciple of that guy. He coached in the NFL. He's doing a great job. And right there, texting me right there is Chance. it's actually Chad, right? So I got to watch for overestimating this game. But at plus 11, USC's starting quarterback is hurt. He's going to be playing hurt. The backup is out for the year. Oregon State's defense had a shutout last week. So Oregon State's defense has a great opportunity on Saturday at the Coliseum.
Definitely.
I was going to be at that game, but it's my 18th wedding anniversary.
Oh, you can't miss that, though.
So I would pay a big price.
Definitely.
But I went to that game. But it's going to be under 62 as USC is going to have to be run heavy because Slovis was supposed to win the Heisman Trophy. Big joke. He has a hurt shoulder. So there's only so much he can do. He's not going to get out of the pocket and run. Big opportunity. And Jonathan Smith is an offensive coach. And I'm going to shut up because there's a few more things that I know that I can't disclose. But if this was stocks, I couldn't say anything because it's illegal to non-public material information.
Right.
But sports betting market is not regulated. It's legal in 32 states. Right. And, you know, hey, I have a proxy in Vegas that does the best for me. So what do you think about that Pac-12 slate? Anything jump out at you?
No, I definitely love some of your picks. My favorite one probably was the under that you took in the – you're taking the under in the Oregon game, correct?
Right.
Correct. And so I love the thought process on that they're gonna blow them out. And then once they're up, it's just run.
Right.
So that's something that, like, I'll definitely be thinking about more now when I'm putting in my picks next week. Looking for those blowout scenarios where the over is a little bit inflated. Because the more I think about that, that over is definitely way over projected right now. Because Arizona is a weak program.
Through and through.
Yeah.
They're down to the third string quarterback because the first frontline guys have been so ineffective.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah. Screams the under in marketing efficiency. Definitely. Now I'm excited for your next games, man. We got a lot of really good games for people. Bet equal amounts on each one and watch that bankroll blow up.
Definitely.
We have everything tracked, 100% transparency, like a prospectus you get from a company that's listed
yeah.
in the major indices. All right.
All right. So, So yeah, I'll try and summarize these a little bit quicker than before. But so I
take your time. We got time. You know, you're the boss here. I know you're tired, but
we got I'm taking Clemson minus 10 versus NC State. Now this is what obviously Clemson has shown some early season struggles here, but their defense has been outstanding so far. They've really been top tier in the nation, and the offense is going to put it together at some point. Clemson is still a national championship type program. Right. And so the offense will get it together in week four here, and I think they'll cover the 10 against NC State. Moving on then to Auburn versus Georgia State. Auburn, obviously, last week was probably the game of the week against Penn State. They suffered a tough loss in the Penn State whiteout game.
Right.
They have a good chance this week to bounce back against a much inferior opponent. Auburn's 4-1 against the spread in the last five, 3-13 in the last 16 games as a home favorite. I really like them to bounce back here against Georgia State. I believe in Auburn's ability to score points, especially against a team like Georgia State. And I think they're going to have a lot to prove after suffering that loss on national television last week to Penn State. I like them in this spot.
All right. Georgia State actually got them up here.
Yeah.
Because they pull up a couple upsets for me. They beat Tennessee at Tennessee. And fundamental analysis, right? It's fundamental analysis value. Is value investment dead versus technical analysis? No one's ever gotten rich using technical analysis. A lot of people have gotten rich using fundamental analysis. So one of the five biggest elements of fundamental analysis is studying corporate governance, studying the management team of the company or stock you're going to invest in. So for college football, the head coach, the AD, we talked to Alvarez, scheme. The head coach of Georgia State is Sean Elliott. Right. Sean Elliott is a disciple of Steve Spurrier that I grew up watching with the Florida Gators, right? Had a lot of success there. And then he went to South Carolina and had success as any coach in history at South Carolina. So Sean Elliott was a big part of that staff at South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a great job here at Georgia State. Now, Georgia State, because he can't recruit like he could, like at South Carolina, they have to run the ball and have really like an option type thing, like the service academies. So with them, you always look towards the under.
Right.
And he returns 11 on offense and 8 on defense. So talking to Chad Nolan, who is also a college football player, he's now a pro football player playing for the Las Vegas Knights because of the extra COVID year. You have 5th and 6th year seniors. So we talked about developmental programs versus blue chip. Yep. This is a big time developmental program. Let me look at the first two games. Georgia State, they got blown out by North Carolina.
And by Army as well.
And by Army.
Yeah.
So coming off a loss, Auburn has an excellent coach. Mike Bobo was an excellent head coach and a defensive coordinator. Derek Mason was also an excellent head coach. They were just in developmental programs. And if you miss on a guy, your strength coach leaves, you get fired. So I like – you like the side, right? And what was the side again?
I'm taking Auburn minus 27.
You're taking Auburn minus 27?
Yep.
And I think that's going to be like the Oregon game.
Where they go up big kind of thing and then run it. And like you said –
that's what Georgia State does is run it. That's a regular offense.
Right, yeah.
So both are going to run time off the clock. So let me look at that under there. I'm betting all all of Dylan's picks.
Oh, God, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Well, that's real, right? If you're managing somebody's money, you're a finance guy. That's yeah. what you feel every day.
Right.
Or when I ran a business. I remember when I had my restaurant and I had enough employees where I had to I was responsible for payroll, right? To make sure yeah. that when they got paid, all the money was it. I couldn't just take all the money and go to Miami and party like yeah. Beckham, right? With models and stuff. I had to keep the money in the bank, make sure everybody got paid. So that's the way I want to approach this podcast, because over the last 13 years, I've made profits, paid for vacation, and it's helped in my marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
My wife buys expensive purses and dresses, and the betting money goes first. She doesn't look at the savings or the regular checking. She's right. like, give me the big pay card or the Bitcoin card. I'm going to buy this. And she has not bought gasoline. In the last 11 years, gasoline has gone way up. She hasn't bought gasoline without it being betting money. That's so I love it. I love that under 57.
Cool. All right, next thing I got up is Buffalo minus 13.5 against Old Dominion. I think Buffalo is the much stronger team in this game. They just dropped a heartbreaker to Coastal Carolina, who, as you know, Coastal Carolina is a pretty legit program now.
Oh, yeah.
Old Dominion just got dominated by Liberty last week. Their defense is not strong. Buffalo's offense is very strong on the ground attack. They'll control the tempo, and I think they'll cover the spread here. They're 14-4 against the spread in the last 18. They're an against the spread machine, and I think they'll continue it here.
100% agree. I remember studying Old Dominion earlier in the season, and they haven't won a lot of games. It's tough for them to recruit.
Yeah.
They're known as pretty much a basketball school.
Definitely. Then to follow that up, I'm taking the under 48.5 in the Kentucky-South Carolina game. We talked before about players returning on the defensive side of the ball. And Kentucky has a bunch of them. They're experienced, and they've played pretty well defensively so far. On South Carolina's side, their defense has been just about the only strong part of their team so far this year.
Right.
I think this one will be really competitive battle down in Columbia. And, the last six of the last seven matchups between these two teams have fallen under this point total. So this is typically a defensive slugfest, and I expect that to continue this year.
Nice. Two defensive-minded coaches.
Yep. And then to round out my picks, I'm ending the night with Houston minus 20 against Navy. Houston just played against Grambling State last week. They ran the ball for over 420 yards and 24 first downs. Their defense has been stellar so far this year. I think Navy's has a weak team this year. And I think Houston will keep rolling and cover this spread.
Right. Now, big spreads against teams, they're running like the service academies. It's always a dicey proposition.
Yeah, it is.
Because, you know, if they get on a good drive, they take up the whole quarter.
This is true.
So, Navy is a very strategic team. What I say by that is that they save what they see best in practice for the service academy games, and they're real serious about conference games.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, they go into the Big 12. Dana Holgorsen hasn't really shown me much as a coach. So they're 2-1. I thought they would play better against Texas Tech. They destroy Rice and they beat historically black college Grambling, and now they play Navy. So I'll be cautious with that. So that's right. The only one pick that I'm like cautious about.
Yep.
The minus 20.
It's definitely a big line. It's a big line.
Right. Right. Because I could see it be, 38-20.
Yeah.
Two things I'll add about Buffalo lost to Coastal Carolina. And you got to look at the billionaires that fund these football programs. Coastal Carolina is funded by the guy who created Ameritrade and became a billionaire. He was a football coach in his earlier life, so he retires to build a program from scratch. Mm-hmm. Houston, right? And also with a big line, part of sports betting is having fun with conspiracy theories. Fachetta, the owner of the Houston Rockets, billionaire guy, owns the Palms and owns sports books, is also a big donor. He's donated, $800 million to the Houston football program, earmarked for football. Part of the reason he got in the Big 12, big lines like that, right?
Yeah.
They own a piece of William Hill, right? It's either William Hill or Penn National. So just something to track, right?
Definitely.
Right? So, man, we gave you – I'm at 70% for the year. He's at 80%. Dylan's at 80%. Man,
we'll stay there this week. Yeah.
Yeah. Hope is not a strategy, right?
Right.
Very well-educated guy. You know logic. You know math. You know football. Yep. Man, this is going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. Final words, Dylan.
Always bet responsibly. Bet within your means. There you go.
Right. Bet equal amounts on all games.
Equal amounts. That's the key. I think when you throw around, like, bigger units on one game, try and make up ground, that's where you lose it. Stay consistent. Stay disciplined on yourself.
No such things as locks. Yep. Oh, I got a stone cold lock. No. The highest level you can get in probability theory is 80%.
Right.
That's the highest level you can get probability. It's always that. There's no such thing as a bad beat. It's that 20% luck factor.
Yep.
Margins, right? 52.5% in what we are giving you. So there's absolutely no need to pay Action Sports $300 a month for data. Just listen to our podcast. No need to pay for picks. And it's not a religious or philanthropy or a moral thing. The more you give, the more you get back in business and in life. That's why Winston Churchill said, right after the last pandemic, after World War II, right? You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Thank you for listening to the ESBC podcast.
Thank you.
That's why this book don't cost $800, and that costs $200. And I don't know what that costs, I'm just shaking the work. That's why I wear goods and shoes, and I roll like butts, and I get a limousine somewhere.